They're fresher ones. Okay, let's see. We're going to Picard and then on up to Yerky. Where's Yerky? There. Okay. Let's see what we're aiming at here. Okay, is it about time, does it look like?
Rod, you can start at, you're just about 30 seconds from starting on Picard. And like you said on the map, you go up Picard. Actually, you start at Picard X there. And you go on up through Picard and Yerkes and that front there up at Yerkes area. That's the, at Yerkes, right above there is where you change to F-11.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Start it. Picard X. Works better if you take the slide out.
You'll give me kind of a call of what you're aiming at, like Picard X and Picard. I can give you a call on those F-stops, Ron.
Okay. I just passed Picard X and then the one west of that. What it was. It's the next, about the half the size of Picard X. Yeah, does this go right through Picard or south of it?
No, it goes right through dead center of Picard.
Okay, we'll get it. Sure hope that color difference shows up on the Picard.
Roger, we hope so too.
That black material, now you get up there, you get on up here, that the darker tannish gray material covers essentially from the east all the way around to the south. And it goes outside the rim as well as inside the rim. It drapes over the rim. That can't be a shadow effect.
Have you taken Picard yet, Ron?
Just now. Just one more and I'll get there. Picard. Change to what?
No, not yet. You don't change until you get on the other side of Yerkes up here. Your path goes directly between Yerkes and
Yerkes. Okay, then we go to F-11.
No, don't change until F-11 until you're at Yerkes.
Yeah, okay. So get the other side of Yerkes. Hey, you still see those dark halo craters down there? I'm going to have to look at them with the binocs sometime.
Roger. Okay, when you're at Yerkes there, you want to switch to F-11, just on the other side of Yerkes.
Okay.
And looking west, you'll go right through Proclus.
Okay. Now, what comes out to Proclus?
Okay, you just keep pressing on up through... up in towards Meralda. You go through Proclus and then Proclus D, and at that point you'll change to F5.6 and then get into the Meralda M across the Mare there and Meralda of Tranquility.
Oh, okay. It's sure easy to see why that ray excluded zone shows up on the pictures. Because to me, it's at the tan, sculptured hill type material. We're in the ray excluded zone of Proclus.
Ron, this path continues and you change to 5.6 up there, Proclus D, at the Maori Highland contact at Proclus, from Proclus at France.
Okay, it's about now, change to 5.6. Getting out into the Maori.
Okay, you go right across the Maori, Meralda M and Meralda D, and across Vitruvius A, and Vitruvius.
Ah, okay. It's a little closer in then.
And at Vitruvius, again, on that contact to Maury to the Highlands is where you go to F4.
At okay, Vitruvius? Yeah, okay. F4. You know, if you can look on your map, it looks like there's kind of a subdued, complete, almost submerged crater between, just east of Vitruvius A. And that particle, the domical mounds that are sticking up around there are the same type of structure as Meraldi Gamma. And that's what leads me to believe that, it's just some old jumbled up type stuff that was here before the Mari.
Right, do we copy?
That has a completely, different texture to it than the domical structures of Aitken.
Okay, we got that. Okay, have you gotten up over vertical over Vitruvius? If you are, that's where you go to F4.
Not quite. I'm in Vitruvius A right now.
Okay, good.
And I just took a peek at that with the Vinox. And let's see, I'm 560 out of 250. And that's a different type of material. It looks like it's, it almost has to be a slump type of operation. Somehow it gets piled up down in the middle. But they're a smoother, more type of domical structures than the ones in Aitken. Okay, switching to F4.
Roger, F4, your track goes right across the Mari there between Tranquility and Serenity, right across Dawes, and ends at just to the east and north of Plinius.
Okay.
That appears to be the boundary between Tranquility and Serenity.
Oh, when I take a look at it from this angle, you even get a difference. The ejecta from Plinius kind of covers up the rills and the annulus around Serenitatis.